Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello and welcome to this Thursday edition of our program. Great to have you with me here. We've been listening this week to Derek Prince talk to us about where to find security. And as I've said before, that title doesn't quite maybe capture the power of what he's saying. I mean, they're the best words I can think of, but it may not capture the power of what Derek is teaching us, because it really is the whole book of Ecclesiastes, the whole counsel of the Proverbs, almost the whole counsel of the Bible. And it is that this world will fail us, and that there is a security, past, present, and future, in God that we can have that will absolutely transform how we live. I am convinced that we ought to be in this world not only a people who have hope, but a people of confidence and victory because of who we know and whose we are. That's what Derek's teaching us about. So let's listen as Derek Prince teaches us today about where to find security.
In my talks this week, I'm going to deal with various aspects of security in this present life. Security in time of trouble, financial security, emotional security, and so on. We'll be studying together the various ways in which God provides this type of security, and also the conditions we have to meet in order to qualify for His security in each area of our lives. Today, I'm going to share about security in time of trouble, war, famine, and so on. And I need to emphasize right at the start that I will not be speaking merely from theory, but on the basis of my own personal experience in conditions of this kind. And before this talk closes, I will be speaking briefly about some of my own experiences. One passage that promises total security in such conditions, in war, famine, pestilence, and so on, is found in Psalm 91. Which has been called God's Atomic Bomb Shelter. And I'm going to read now the first 10 verses of Psalm 91, then I'm going to comment on them. Listen carefully as I read these beautiful and powerful words. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. Now let me offer just a few comments. We need to notice that there are conditions for coming into that total security that the psalmist speaks of. He begins in verse 1, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. Now, in the King James Version, that word shelter is translated secret place. And I believe that is really an excellent translation, because the root meaning of the Hebrew word used there is a secret. So I'm going to use that phrase, the secret place. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. That speaks of a continuing position in God. It's not somebody who just runs into the secret place in a time of crisis, but it's someone whose dwelling, whose permanent abiding situation is in the secret place of the Most High. The word that's translated rest is frequently used of spending the night. So the suggestion is that during the hours of darkness, we'll have a place of complete protection. Then the second condition that I want to point out is in verse 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, and so on. That's very important too. One other essential condition is a bold personal confession of our faith in God and our relationship to Him. We not merely have to believe in our heart, we have to say with our mouth. In another place, the psalmist says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed out of the hand of the enemy." Redemption is not effective till we say it. We make it effective by our own personal confession. Then let's look at the various forms of trouble against which protection is promised. And I'll just read them without commenting at length. The fowler's snare, the deadly pestilence, the terror by night, the arrow that flies by day, the pestilence in darkness, the plague at midday. And then in verse 7, anything that lays men low. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. I can say that I witnessed that as a soldier, a hospital attendant in the desert in World War II. I remember one day when the enemy was tanking with bombs, sitting down calmly in the middle of the desert and watching the bombs fall in a ring all around me, but none of them came near me. And at that time, those words came so clearly to me. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. To confirm what I've been saying about the secret place of the Most High, I want to speak just briefly about some of my own personal experiences. With my first wife, Lydia, and our adopted family of 8 girls, 6 of whom were Jewish, 1 was Arab, 1 was English, I was living in Jewish Jerusalem during the years that the State of Israel came into being, 1947 to 1948. And really, at that time, we witnessed many of those things that are described there in Psalm 91. There was a condition of famine, a shortage of water, a desperate shortage of food among the whole Jewish population. And yet, in a sovereign way, God provided us continually with sufficient water and sufficient food. And then there was continual danger. There were snipers in the streets. One of our girls was crossing the street, and the person right beside her was shot down right in the street. But it didn't touch our daughter, our eldest daughter, Tikva. And then when the war actually broke out in Jerusalem, the house we were living in was less than a quarter of a mile from the front line. And for about 6 weeks, we lived in the laundry room below the basement. When we emerged, we found about 150 window panes in our house that had been broken by bullets. I remember on one occasion a bullet ricocheted and came into a room and just slithered down my wife's leg, but it didn't do her any harm. So you see, when I speak about the secret place of the Most High, I'm not just offering you theory. I'm talking about something that I've proved in experience. And I want to challenge you to prove it in your experience, to make sure that you know that secret place.
You know, I really want you to take this analogy of God's atomic bomb shelter very seriously. The most confident, the most successful people I know are people who are acquainted with the hidden place in God, are people who know the secret place, how to pull away with God, hear from Him, know Him, receive from Him, and go out under His power and instruction. That's what Derek's teaching us, and that will transform your life. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over 5 decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95. For a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95, a savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. in Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, thankful that you're with me on this Thursday. We're hearing from Derek Prince about how to find security, and was he a man who knew the security of God? What amazing stories he shared in the last portion of our show about a daughter crossing a street in Jerusalem during a war, and the person right next to them being shot down, but the daughter surviving, a bullet ricocheting off a wall and just sort of shimmering down his wife's leg, but not doing any harm. Unbelievable deliverance, because the Lord was Derek's security as he is ours. Let's listen as he teaches us how to walk in this great blessing.
We looked at the security which the Bible promises in times of special trouble, war, famine, and so on. In particular, we focused on the secret place of the Most High as it's described in Psalm 91. And I'm going to read those beautiful words again because I want them to be engraved in your hearts. I want them to become part of your thinking. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 10. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. I'm going to deal with a very important practical question which arises directly out of this passage in Psalm 91. The question is, how can we make our dwelling in the secret place of the Most High? How can we get into that secret place? Well, it's very clear that a secret place is hidden. It has to be searched for. It isn't advertised. There's no sign hanging out telling you this is the secret place, because if there was a sign hanging out saying this is the secret place, it wouldn't be a secret place. So here's a secret that we have to find. There's some beautiful words in the book of Job which I believe relate to finding this secret place. In the 28th chapter of Job, he says, "Who can find where wisdom dwells?" And you remember, it's wisdom that offers this total security. So I'm going to read just a few verses from Job chapter 28. Which just tell us how God has hidden this secret place. Job 28, verses 7 and 8. No bird of prey knows that hidden path. No falcon's eye has seen it. Proud beasts do not set foot on it, and no lion prowls there. See, there's no animal creature, bird or beast, that knows the way to this secret place. Then a little further on in Job 28, verse 14. The deep says, "It is not in me." The sea says, "It is not with me." It's not hidden somewhere in the depths of the sea. A little further on, verses 21, 22, 23. It is hidden from the eyes of every living thing, concealed even from the birds of the air. Destruction and death say, "Only a rumor of it has reached our ears." God understands the way to it, and He alone knows where it dwells. That's the secret place of the Most High. The animals haven't seen it. The birds of the air can't see it. It isn't in the depth. It isn't in the sea. But there's a significant statement about destruction and death. Destruction and death say, "Only a rumor of it has reached our ears." In other words, if I can put it this way, when you get to destruction and death, you're beginning to get warm. I'm sure once upon a time you played that game where somebody hid an object and then you had to come into the room and guess where it was. And as you walked around, if you got near it, they said you're getting warm. And if you went further away from it, they said you're getting cold. Well, that's something like a hint in Scripture. Destruction and death say, "Only a rumor of it has reached our ears." But when you get near death, then you're beginning to get near this secret place. I think of old castles that I've been in in my own country, Britain, and in Europe. Many times in an old castle there was a secret door with a secret passage that led to an escape exit, and many times this secret door would be covered up by something like a tapestry or a large portrait. And then when you removed the tapestry or the portrait from the wall, behind it there was a little something that you pressed, and the door swung open, and you'd found the secret place. Well, I think that's a picture, too, of the secret place of God. It's covered by a picture, by something that we wouldn't associate it with. And I want to tell you now the answer to the secret. The door is the cross of Jesus. And when we see the cross, first of all, we recoil from it. We don't want it. We don't like it. But behind the cross is the door to the secret place. So the cross of Jesus is the door to this secret place that no animal can find, no bird can see, that whole natural creation doesn't know. It's in the spiritual realm. It's not in the natural realm.
You know, the Gospel of John tells us that where the cross was, there was a garden. And I know that it's almost become a laughing thing that we sing that great song, "I Come to the Garden Alone," so much in the church. But you know, there is a reality that there's a garden there, a place of peace and rest at the foot of the cross. And that's what Derek's teaching us. That's where the secret place is, where we find our security in God. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over 5 decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95. For a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95. A savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I've always wondered about those words, "My life is hidden with Christ in God." What does that mean? Because it feels to me like the more I follow Jesus, the less my life is hidden. But there must be a secret. There must be a truth about the hiddenness of my life in God. Let's listen as Derek explains this very mystery.
Now I want to read to you some words of Paul from Colossians chapter 3, which speak about being in this secret place and identify it. It says, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Notice that key word. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. That's not in the next world. That's already true now. And being hidden with Christ in God is being in the secret place. Paul says, "You died." That's the cross. See, the secret is that when Jesus died, he didn't die for himself. He died for us. He was our representative. He took our guilt. He took all our condemnation. He paid our penalty. And he died our death. And so when we understand it, and by faith receive what Scripture says, then when Jesus died, we died. Paul says elsewhere, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, and yet not I, but Christ now lives in me. So Paul says here in Colossians, you died. You passed through death, through the death of Jesus, through the cross, into a new realm, a realm that's not in the natural world, a realm that the senses cannot discern, a realm that natural creatures do not perceive. It's a realm in Christ, and we're hidden with Christ in God. Just pause for a moment and consider the total security that that represents. You've got, as it were, a double protection. First of all, you're in Christ, and then you're in God. And nothing in the whole universe can reach you except it comes through God and through Christ. Our life isn't in this visible world. We're here in the flesh, but we have another kind of life, a different life, from a different source. Our body is just a clay vessel for this other life. Paul says, the clay vessel can go through many difficulties and pressures. There's no guarantee we won't face those. But in that clay vessel is a different kind of life. It's an eternal life, an incorruptible life, an indestructible life. And we're so totally identified with Jesus Christ and with God that nothing can ever happen to us unless it's in the will of God and of Christ. That's total security. Security in the midst of war, famine, pestilence, earthquake, no matter what comes. In Christ, we are in that secret place of the Most High, protected from all harm and all danger. And the door to it is the cross.
You know, I have to emphasize some words that Derek just taught us. Listen to this. He said, when we invite Jesus to become our Savior, we pass through the cross into a new realm, a realm that's not in the natural world, a realm that the senses cannot discern, a realm that natural creatures do not perceive. It's a realm in Christ. And in that realm, we're hidden with Christ in God. You know, I want to say something that may sound rather radical for some of you, and that is we were never meant to live in this world alone. I don't mean alone as apart from any other creature. I'm talking about in this world only. We were always meant to live on this earth, in this world, but always connected to, in intimate association with, another realm, the realm of the Spirit, the realm in which we know God. I mean, Adam and Eve walked intimately with God in the garden before the fall. Then man was completely apart from God, and all of human society reflected it. But Jesus came and gave us access again to the Spirit, gave us access again to a relationship with God, so that while we're still in these human bodies, we nevertheless are alive spiritually and able to connect to this other realm. To live in this life only at the animal level, only at the physical, natural, sensual level, is absolutely going to lead to depression and darkness. You know, I'm a student of philosophy, and many of the great philosophers of history, many of the great writers and artists committed suicide. And I think it's because they absolutely came to the end of a search for meaning in the life of the natural man alone. But when we begin to learn to live in that other realm, that we're meant to be on earth, we're meant to be in this world, but we're meant to be drawing sustenance from another realm. I'm a scuba diver, so it's almost like you're drawing your air from the surface, but you're down in the water. But you're drawing your sustenance from another place. That's the life we're meant to live. And listen, tomorrow we're going to continue talking about this, listening to Derek as he teaches us, and we're going to pray that God will give us a fresh security in our lives. That's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment to order your copy of Derek's landmark work, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, available for a limited time for only $14.95. Simply call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment to call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Foundational Truths for Christian Living securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.